Hey, it's the Pete here, recording on my brand new cherry red unlocked Delstreak. Woohoo! Finally showed up 3 weeks after I had to return the white one I got because Dell decided to drop the price, $180. Yeah, thanks guys. Yeah, the price is back up, unfortunately. Anyway, to anybody who doesn't remember, Delstreak is a type of tablet phone. It's actually a 5-inch screen, so they're calling it a mini tablet, but it's really just a big phone. But the screen is big enough so that reading ebooks on it is very convenient. Anyway, this is the Pete testing out the recorder on my Delstreak for this week's 666 cast. Happy New Year, everybody. It's the first 666 cast of 2011. Wow. Pretty disappointing. This is the future, huh? I mean, it's like, what do we got? Flying cars? No. Well, we do, but they're too expensive. And, you know, nobody really thinks they're safe. What else? World peace? No. Eliminated poverty? No. Oh, well. Anyway. Dude, 2010 wasn't even the year we made contact. What a bummer. Not that I really expected aliens to show up, but I did have an inkling that maybe, I don't know, I think it'd be neat if we saw aliens show up during Obama's administration. So, yeah. Doubt that'll happen, but I think it'd be cool if we did. You heard it here, folks. Anyway, first, what the hell episode of the 666 cast is this? 40? 41? Something like that. You know better than me, because I'll check it in a second. I just walked away from my desk so I can start doing dishes. The wife's on the way home, so I need to get some chores done. Didn't do a 666 cast over the holidays because I've been working my ass off dealing with my wife's bad back and family stuff. You know, just we went on vacation and whatever. Anyway, it's been a long couple of months. And keeping up with the 666 cast is about all I've been able to do. So count your blessings. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. This is as much for me as it is for you. In fact, it's probably more for me than it is for you, though I'm glad you listen, everybody out there. Whether you like what you hear or not, thank you for sticking with me and listening to my different opinions. The first 15 here, I'm just going to do some quick shout-outs. Shout-outs? I guess that's... I hate that word, really. It sounds so cliche these days. But you know, gotten some feedback. Jeff in Japan, as usual. Thanks for listening, buddy. Very cool. The new meat on Twitter keeps insisting that there's something, you know, not quite... to his liking about my definition of white privilege, but I think I've kind of explained myself for the most part there, so I'm not going to continue going into that. I will say that he suggested I actually take some time to prepare the 666 cast, and maybe it would sound better, I think is what he said. There's actually a combination of things that makes it not sound as good, both quality-wise and content-wise. First off, I actually do prepare content for this in that I pay attention to the news, and it makes me angry. So I always have something to talk about in these things without actually having to sit down and write up notes or anything, because I'm pretty good at formulating my thoughts and feelings on the fly. In fact, I think I'm better at it than I am if I think everything out and then boringly read from the script or something. And then the other thing is, I just don't have time to do like a real podcast, quote unquote, you know, real. Simply because I got shit to do, man. I got a real life, got a wife, got, you know, career goals, and I got dishes to do. So, as I've said many times in the past, you know, I do my best, and this is sadly it. If you don't like it, that's perfectly cool. No one's forcing you to listen to it, though I do appreciate you listening. Although it doesn't look like they're going to be able to do the dishes here today because there's no hot water. This water is ice cold. Ow. It hurts. So that'll be nice to listen to without all that compression. Oh, that's the other thing. The reason on a technical level this podcast isn't sounding so great is because I have to compress the crap out of it because I try to squeeze it on the Tumblr servers just so there's more than one location to pull from. Archive.orgs tends to be slow. Their servers tend to be on the slow side. So, gosh, yeah, man, that is ice cold. Just feeling the tap there. So the new meat, thanks for your comments as always. And also part of the reason I do it the way I do it is that it's not like every other podcast. I actually get really annoyed with some podcasts, you know, because they come off sounding so polished. You know, oh, there, here comes the warm water. Yay, maybe it'll get hot. I actually listened to a podcast once that the guy doing it was so proud of, you know, having these cheesy fucking bumpers that made him sound like Z-Rock 100 or whatever, you know, some stupid radio station. And it's like, that's not why I listen to podcasts. If I wanted something that sounded like the radio, I would listen to the radio. Now, a good buddy of mine, whom I've actually been out of touch with for a while, because I've been out of touch with a lot of people for a while, CK, that's not who I'm talking about here. CK has a goal in mind, has a style in mind for his podcast. It's not really a podcast, it's a live webcast, streaming webcast. He does audio. It's Random Access Radio, I believe. It's either that or check12.com. It's one of those. You should check it out if you like. Just a really good mix of modern rock. Check that out, that website out, and check out CK's webcast. It's really good. I just don't have time to listen to it as much as I'd like. I'm not a huge fan of radio, and that's really what his webcast is. So just wanted to clarify that for anyone who knows that CK is a friend of mine. Wasn't talking about him, wasn't, you know, backhandedly not complimenting him or criticizing him. No, it's this other guy. I don't even listen to his podcast anymore. Never knew him. It's just, you know, he was so critical of other podcasters who would pod fade, you know, which is, you know, when you sort of lose the interest in your own podcast. And it is a shame when that happens, but he was sort of being critical of people for having that happen. And it's just like, dude, it's life, you know. It's hard to stay interested in things when you're not getting paid for them and when you have other things that you are paid to do have to get done because you want to get paid. I choose not to be too harsh on people, but he did. Anyway, so he was all proud of these bumpers, and it was just so fake sounding, and I'm like, you know, okay, so you've got a bunch of stupid sound effects. What's your content like? So, you know, so if you listen to this podcast, you listen to the 666 cast, you listen for whatever, you know, you not for whatever reason, but you like or you want to know what my opinion is. You're curious. Whether you agree with it or not, you just, you know, hopefully I'm entertaining. Hopefully. So the whole idea here is to sort of be the anti-podcast in a lot of ways. If the radio sounding podcast and if radio in general is sort of like the sort of standard, then I'm not that. And that's what I'm going for. So the unfinished, you know, not mixed, not edited down, or rarely edited down. Occasionally I have to, but not often. That's what this is all about. So anyway, apologies for people who have actually heard that explanation before. I did talk about it early on in the podcast, if you go back to the first, like, 10 or so episodes. So what else? Is there anything else technical I need to talk about? Because the first 15 ended up being only the first 10. let's see. The 666 line, the phone line, is working. You can stop by the website and check the number out. I'm totally blanking on it. I'm sorry, guys. This is lame. I should have memorized it. I know the last four digits are 6661, and I'm pretty sure the area code is 704. but I can't remember the rest of it. Lame. Anyway, so let's just move on. This might actually be a short episode this week, because I've been on vacation for 2 weeks, or for almost 2 weeks. It feels like 2 weeks, and then I started a new job, and it's been a hectic several months, and I'm tired. Anyway, okay, so the big news of this week, this won't probably make that much of a difference overall. I'm not trying to be topical, it's just, you know, it's on my mind because it just happened. In Arizona, is it a senator, a congresswoman, a politician who was on Sarah Palin's pseudo hit list because she, you know, was obviously not putting the crosshairs on those pictures of American politicians to suggest they should actually be assassinated. Oh no. Anyway, Gifford. I thought it was Giffords, but I've actually seen it spelled differently. So whatever. Anyway, you know by now what happened. She was shot. Six other people were killed. When the story first broke, everybody thought, "Oh well, he's clearly he shot a Democrat, so clearly he's a lefty or a righty rather, and following Sarah Palin's orders, not literal orders, of course." Anyway, and so there's a big amount of criticism going around. It's like, oh, Sarah Palin should be ashamed. She's indirectly responsible for this violence and all this, whatever. And I'm like, really? Because I disagree. As reprehensible as Sarah Palin is, and as just completely full of shit as she is, it's still America, you know? She's still allowed to say generally what she wants. I mean, as long as she doesn't scream fire in a crowded theater, she's pretty much free to say whatever she wants, and she should be allowed to say whatever she wants, including, you know, hypothetically, not really, just being obnoxious. It was irresponsible, but that doesn't make her responsible. Because, you know, I mean, like I said, it's America. You can say what you want. You shouldn't be punished for saying what you want. You shouldn't be blamed for what other people do with your words. You just put them out there, you know? It'd be one thing if she walked up to this dude and said, "You, I want you to kill Gifford," you know? So, you know, that would be different, but that's not what happened here. And shit, I'm out of hot water again. Man, what's going on here? You know, so obviously that didn't happen. Of course, she scrubbed her Facebook page of all those images with the crosshairs on them. That's kind of funny. You kind of, you know, give yourself away there when you do something like that. But, you know, so anyway, I just, you know, and then the funny thing is, because everybody was jumping to conclusions, instead of waiting for actual research to be done in the news, not that you should expect actual research to be done in the news, turns out this guy, the shooter, isn't even a righty at all. He's like just generally kind of probably a nutbag. He likes Mein Kampf, but he also is for the gold standard. What else is there? There's a bunch of just conflicting. He's basically just a very conflicted individual. So people are calling him a leftist. I always hate that word because it sounds like you're fucking Che Guevara or something. But really this guy just sounds crazy to me. He just sounds like a dude who got caught in the absurd disconnect, as I've talked about before on the podcast. The absurd disconnect is the disconnection between how we behave and reality, you know. So, like, a good example would be when a smoker, gets cancer but keeps smoking and doesn't even try to quit. That is an absurd disconnect because, like, you know, I know you think you're dying, but one guarantee or one way to that might help you not die is by quitting smoking. Anyway, so you get the idea. There's also, Democrats who decide they hate Republicans but aren't willing to call them on their shit. That's another absurd disconnect because the Republicans are guilty of so much so much hypocrisy, contradiction, and lies, and the fact that they get away with it is just disgusting. And it's all the Democrats' fault for not pulling out both barrels. Why don't they? Well, that's the absurd disconnect. I don't know. Anyway, so, oh yeah, it's the same thing that, you know, when we're growing up and our parents and our movies and television all tell us, oh, you know, we can do whatever we want. It's, you know, as long as we put our mind to it and the sky's the limit, blah, blah, blah. And then when we grow up, we realize, yeah, we're not even close to the sky. You know, the sky is really fucking far away. And, yeah, so you know what I mean? So it's like that's an absurd disconnect. The idea that we say the world is a wonderful place, but actually if you look at the facts, you know, the way the world is, it's kind of largely fucked up. And that's, you know, fucked up that we have this disconnect. And my favorite absurd disconnect is the where we put our priorities, where it's just like, oh, we're so afraid of Al-Qaeda. Is like, you know, 10,000 guys in the desert with very few resources. But cancer kills, you know, what, hundreds of thousands of Americans a year. Hundreds of thousands. I think it's like millions a year around the world. And but no. We, you know, Al-Qaeda could get a nuke. Yeah, well, you know what? We're having, you know, several 9/11s every few hours. Of people dying of cancer, and it's disgusting that more people don't give a shit about that. Same thing with heart disease and AIDS, and there's just, you know, there's just a lot of things killing us, and we're more worried about stupid shit like Al-Qaeda. You know, we weren't that scared of the fucking Soviet Union back during the Cold War. So, but anyway, to regular listeners, this is all old news. But this poor politician lady, who happened to be a Democrat, she got shot, and from what little I heard, ow, now the hot water's back. Wow. yeah, sting. Thank you, hot water heater. You just turned right on, didn't you? Anyway, sorry about that. Okay, ow. All right, that's cooling down a little bit. Wow, all at once. All right, cool. The dishes are getting done now, man. So yeah, so she got shot. Turns out the guy is loopy, and I think he just fell into, in fact, I gave away on the ending. I, you know, people are going to try to say, well, you know, he's, you know, some sort of edgy, you know, Alex Jonesian kind of guy because he likes the gold standard or whatever. And it's like, you know, yeah, he could be. I mean, I suppose he could be. But, you know, when you start to, when you take violence as a reasonable road, yeah, that's not right. That means you're a sociopath because you don't know the difference between right and wrong. And that means that you're not capable of making sound judgments on your own, which in turn means that we need to judge this man accordingly. Like Timothy McVeigh, you know, he is to be learned from. Locked away for sure, helped for sure, but we can learn from him. We should not kill him. We should not, you know, just write him off and think, oh, he's just a monster. So does that make sense? I hope so. Because that's how we stop these people. You know, how we stop future incidents like this. We learn from past ones. And you know, if, with all the knee-jerk reacting going on, it's just ridiculous how much we're missing the point. You know, we're missing opportunities to learn about humanity when people do this. Like Timothy McVeigh, like the most analyzing that they did was like, I think there was, she had one shrink. Did she write a book? I forget. And then he got on like Diane Sawyer interviewed her or whatever, interviewed him, and that was it. And it was sort of like, I think as a society we had plenty to learn from that guy and, you know, from his violence and deciding, oh, I'm going to blow people up. That's my answer. You know, anyway. So then the other angle is the leftovers from the misunderstanding that he was inspired by Sarah Palin, because it's pretty obvious that he wasn't at this point, simply because I don't think Sarah Palin likes Mein Kampf. I'd be actually a little surprised if she even knew what it was. But anyway, but like I saw a comment from Keith Olbermann where he's like, you know, violence and threats have no place in politics or in a democracy, and you know, whenever anything like this happens, everybody gets all like, you know, oh, we've got to really think about how we live our lives. And that's what some Arizona sheriff said or something about this. He's like, we've got to really take a hard look at ourselves. And I'm like, oh, really? Really? After we invade two countries without provocation, we need to think about, we didn't need to think about it, right? Then we got, after Abu Ghraib, after we tortured people in Abu Ghraib and at Bagram, we don't have to think about it. After the 9/11 first responders don't get their health care for free, we don't have to think about it then either. I mean, I know they got the bill passed and they're getting their health care for free, but they should have gotten it from day one. You know, no. It takes some guy going off the deep end and shooting some people. That's when we start to think about ourselves and how we behave and all that. You know, that's just like, dude, we should have been, first off, we should be thinking about how we deal with our lives every single day. Second off, there are huge, huge reasons to have been thinking about how we live our lives years ago. Chalmers Johnson was a writer, a journalist, I think. He wrote a book called Blowback a bunch of years ago. I think I mentioned it before in the podcast, in Triple Six Cast. He basically predicted 9/11, not specifically, but a 9/11-like attack, because he said our foreign policy was really sowing some serious dissent in the Middle East. And the Blowback was published in 2000, so he was kind of right on top of it. You know, that was a warning to us that, you know, we had some bad guys out there who didn't like us, but we didn't listen. So we should have been thinking about it back then. But the thing that pisses me off the most is this sort of this, and this is the liberals, and this is where I'm not conservative or liberal. I'm sort of both and neither at the same time, because like with this guy, this gunman guy, you know, when you, at a certain point the labels that we all sort of take for granted break down and stop being accurate, you know, like the idea of conservatives and liberals. I mean, like, if we had real conservatives, like the dictionary definition of conservative really is, would we ever have wars? I don't think so, because a conservative is like, oh no, let's not go to war, let's not go off half cocked. You know, a conservative says, no, we don't do anything unless there's a really good reason, because we're conservative. That's what a conservative does. The conservative does not ban gay marriage. A conservative lets gay marriage go until he sees evidence that a law needs to be passed, because that's what it means to be conservative, you know, by definition, you know. So there's that. Then the other thing is, liberals are so giving, and this is where liberals are liberal, and to a bad way, and the definition works just fine, because liberals, you know, want to trust, want to give the benefit of the doubt to everyone. I was chatting with my wife earlier today, and she explained it to me pretty well. She says, you know, well, it's the golden rule thing. If we want to live a certain way or be allowed to live a certain way, we have to live that way towards others. You know, if we have to, you know, does that make sense? If you want somebody to treat you a certain way, you have to treat them the same way. And I agree with that, except for when it's obvious that the other person has no interest at all in actually being honest or respectful. You know, in other words, you know, he or she is not willing to let you live your life. He or she just wants to take advantage of how you're willing to treat them. And that's pretty much what the Republicans are. You know, and it's like these, you know, we're told, oh, well, these people aren't monsters. They're just people like you and me. And it's like, you know, I'm not comparing the Republicans to Hitler, but Hitler was a human too. And he did some pretty fucking monstrous shit. You know, and while I'm absolutely not accusing anybody of being Hitler or doing Hitler-like things, it's a mistake to trust everyone at face value, especially, well, I shouldn't say at face value, at first. You know, we've given the Republicans plenty of chances to do the right thing, but they keep taking the money, they keep, you know, going after their jobs, they keep taking, you know, essentially the bribes, the campaign donations, and they just keep doing what they want to do and lie and contradict and be lame, and the Democrats just let it happen. They're too kind. Oh, they're not really bad people. No, they are bad people. They are. You know? They're not monsters of a Hitlerian scale, but they are monsters nonetheless. I'm sorry. In 2001, when work volunteers are going down to Ground Zero to fucking help out with the rescue efforts and then the cleanup efforts, that automatically gets you free health care. I'm sorry. You're not getting paid. You're there because people need you to be there. That's good. That's fucking amazing. That's heroic. Fuck you, American government, for taking 9 years to figure that shit out. No fucking excuse. You guys need to fucking give every 9/11 first responder family a shitload of money, especially in 10 times as much if their family member actually died. I'm sorry, these guys are fucking heroes, you know? And it's mind-boggling. So when Keith Olbermann says, oh, well, threats and violence have no place, well, what do you think the Republicans have done? They totally held out the lives of those first those 9/11 first responders. They just hung them out there as, like, you know, ransom or bait, you know, and they're like, do this bill the way we want it done or else these people will die because they can't afford health care and they will not get the health care they need unless this bill passed. So 9 years they stretched the shit out. 9 years. The Democrats and the Republicans can't work this shit out, you know? And I'm sorry, the Democrats are monsters, too, for not just fucking putting the bill out there by itself and saying, here it is, let's just help these guys out. No other bullshit attached, you know? But the Republicans had a chance to be better than them, had a chance to be better than Democrats by saying, fuck it, we don't care. We don't care what kind of bullshit you put in there. You can say gay marriage is legalized forever. Human life is more important. They could have said that, but they didn't. They didn't. That's monstrous. That's absolutely fucked up and monstrous, in my opinion. So, you know, I'm not saying we should threaten for real, but, you know, a bunch of years ago when I was doing research for a novel series I was writing, excuse me, I stumbled across a quote from not a founding father. It was a name I didn't recognize, but I did some research at the time and did some minor research just to find out this guy was real. But he basically pointed out that the right to bear arms is not just about protecting yourself against an abusive government, you know, coming to your house and taking your guns, that sort of thing. It's not about just that. It's also, at least according to this guy, and I apologize for not knowing who he is, but what he said was lawmakers won't dare make unjust laws because they will know we're out here with guns, you know? And that was a nice little threat from a founding, not father, but uncle, founding uncle, to fucking do your job and to take it seriously. Because we don't have to, life is short, we don't have time to fuck around, you know, and our legislators have totally let us down. The kind of bullshit that happens, you know, the Republicans are now in charge, and what do? They show how cool they are and how much they know about the Constitution by reading it, like, 6 words at a time. What is that? It's unfucking believable. And so, my point is, we have monsters in government. You know, I mean, it's fucked up to say, but these people are not connected to society. And it's not just the Republicans, but it's mostly the Republicans. The Democrats are lazy and slothful. They're not monsters, you know. You know, the Republicans are the people who wanted, what's her name, Terri Schiavo, was that her name? God, I'm rubbish with names. I am so bad with names. Terri Schiavo, I believe, was the woman who was in a vegetative state in Florida, and the Republicans just wanted her to stay alive and stay alive and stay alive, because all they could see was their face and not reality, not science, not medicine. You know, this woman was only technically alive, you know, and if she was literally alive, I can't imagine it was being very fun for her. So they'd rather she be alive than at peace, whether she's alive or dead, you know. So, I don't know. It's fucked up, and we need to stop trusting and being nice to people. We need to pull out the guns. We need to put our feet down, whatever. you know, and this whole, oh no, we shouldn't be violent or threaten anyone in democracy. It's like, well, look, the Republicans are doing it to us. So what the fuck? What are we supposed to do? All right. I'm not endorsing violence. I'm just saying. You know, they're doing it to us. We have to be able to do something to stop that. And we're not even using the right words to say, hey, cut that out. You're being stupid. I have this rule. I have these three rules for arguing on the internet. But there's something that happens if those rules don't work. You can check those out by going to wiki.thepeat.com/3rules. I'm sorry, thepeat.com/a/3rules. That'll get you there to the right wiki post. Anyway, we're past 30, which is why I stopped washing dishes for a sec. There's a paragraph of that that refers to calling douchery, and that's what I do when I feel the other person isn't really taking the argument seriously. Is just there to fuck around and to be a douche. And that's what I think the Republicans are kind of doing. They're not taking their position seriously, you know, despite Boehner's tears. God, what an idiot. You know, and I'm all for legitimate emotions, but if you think that guy's having legitimate emotions for any other reason than personal bullshit, I'm sorry. You know, he's not really understanding the gravity of what he's doing, because if he was, he wouldn't be fucking on TV blubbering like a little child. He'd be standing up for America and standing up for what he's supposed to be doing, you know, and making sure just laws, proper, adequate laws get passed and not bullshit, you know. So anyway, I should probably get going, but yeah, so I don't have any answers. I just know that we have to do something about the people who are dishonest and stop giving them the benefit of the doubt every 5 seconds. The Republicans are generally bad people. And if you're a Republican listening to this and you disagree, then fucking do something about it. Stand up and leave a comment either on my site or website666.com or on Twitter or whatever. You know, tell me what you think. I want to know. I want to hear from people who are Republicans who disagree with Boehner or do agree with them and think the Republicans are just fine. I think you're on crack if you think that. But, you know, hey, whatever. It's free country, sort of. Mostly, you know. Anyway, all right, well, thanks for listening. It's been 32 minutes and I almost 33, so I'm going to sign off. This has been the Pete. Happy New Year once again. This has been the 666 cast. Please let me know what you think, and topic suggestions would be great. Always welcome. I can always come up with something, but it's always great to hear your opinions. At reply to Pete or at reply website 666 on Twitter, or just send me an email. Use the contact link on the site. Cool. Thanks for listening. See you in a week's time. Bye.